Julia Tompkins on Saturday, April 16th, 1983. We are sitting in their front room in a house on Walnut Street in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Okay, the first questions I'm going to ask you is about your early years. Okay, Grandma, when were you born?
I was born in November the 25th, 1900.
And what?
At G-I-L-L-Y, Belgium.
How do you spell that again?
G.
Uh-huh.
Like in gold.
Uh-huh.
I-L-L-Y, Gilly, Belgium.
Where was you born, Grandpa?
I was born in a coal camp north of Mulberry, Kansas. Our post office was in Mulberry, but we were outside of the town.
What year?
1901, October 31st.
Grandma, what was the reason you moved from Belgium to this country?
Well, we heard that there was a mine, and we had plenty to eat here. We did.
Where did you move? You moved from Belgium to where? Kansas?
West Monroe, Kansas.
And then from Kansas, did you move here to Rock Springs?
No, we moved to Kansas.
Franklin.
Franklin.
Honey, you can't hear what he's saying, so you're messing up. Did you move from Kansas out here? Yeah, you moved from Kansas out here, yeah.
And then where did you come to first in Wyoming? Where did you come to in Wyoming?
Reliance.
Reliance?
Uh-huh. A place they call Blue Goose.
Okay. And Grandpa, where did you move from?
I moved from Mulberry, Kansas out here.
Out here? Did you know about what time that was?
Yeah, it was about May of 41.
Okay. And you moved to Blue Goose too?
Yeah.
For work?
Well, I went to work in Reliance, and your grandmother and I got married, and we moved down to the Blue Goose because we couldn't get no house in Reliance.
I see. Grandma,
yeah.
What was it like to live in Belgium? Was the country really nice?
It was nice. We enjoyed it, but we didn't have the things in Belgium like we have in the United States. I mean, to eat.
Uh-huh.
We were allowed maybe one orange, and that'd be at Christmas time.
I see.
And candy. We never had any candy like the kids have up here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, when you first moved to the Blue Goose, what was your first impressions of the town?
Well, I didn't like it too well because we had to live behind a beer joint.
Oh.
That's the truth. Ain't it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your impression? Same thing?
Same thing. The Blue Goose was just a small place of a few houses.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as we had the chance, we moved from there up to Reliance.
I see. Was there any indoor plumbing? And what did you guys use for toilet paper?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah.
Did you have any indoor plumbing?
No indoor plumbing, no.
That was a luxury toilet paper.
There was no indoor plumbing at Blue Goose or Reliance until Reliance got indoor plumbing.
Yeah.
Oh, I would say about 1950, that is part of the town did. All of the town didn't.
Okay, I see. What kind of a transportation did you guys use when you lived at Blue Goose?
Our feet.
Your feet?
Ain't it?
We walked, yeah.
Yeah, we walked.
Did some people use horses and wagons?
Oh, no, there were plenty of automobiles, only we didn't have an automobile.
Oh, there was...
We walked.
That was when we was in the Blue Goose, it was in 1941, so it wasn't too awful far back.
Okay. Where did you guys get the water supply from? Get the water supply from?
They had a well at the Blue Goose.
We had a well.
A well?
With a pressure pump.
When you bathed, did you heat your water up and put it in a tub, or what did you do?
Put it in the tub, nobody put it forth.
Now wait a minute, you had it on the stove and put it in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to heat it, right?
And the water was so hard, we had to put some lye in it. And the next morning, boy, you could get something, what'd they call that?
Well, just a bunch of junk come up on top of the water when you wash.
You want to play next time?
Did the town have many bars, brothels, or burlesque shows?
Only one bar, and that was at the Blue Goose. Reliance didn't have a bar. They had a beer joint where you could buy beer, but no hard liquor.
I see. Was there much violence going on in the town?
No.
It was
not that I know of. It was a very peaceful place to live, nice place to live. Nice people.
What kind of churches and denominations did the town have?
Churches or denomination. There were no church in Reliance.
No church in Reliance?
No. You had to come to Rock Springs to go to church.
I see. Do you remember any floods or dust storms or natural disasters that went on?
Not out here.
No?
Dust storm in Kansas.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any epidemics that hit the town, like the flu?
1918, back in Kansas, a very severe epidemic of flu killed lots and lots of people.
Uh-huh. In the Blue Goose, was there a union hall or a cooperative store?
None at the Blue Goose in Reliance. There was a union hall and a company store.
Uh-huh. Where did you go if you needed medical help?
They had a doctor in Reliance.
How about for you, Grandma, for childbirth? Did you go to the doctor in Reliance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, childbirth, you come to Rock Springs to the hospital.
Okay.
The doctor is from Reliance, but your hospital was in Rock Springs.
Did they have union doctors?
They had a, yeah, I would say a company and union doctor together.
Okay.
Is he the doctor?
Yeah.
Dr. Hunt.
Dr. Hunt?
Uh-huh. He's the one that took care of me.
Okay. Were there holidays which the whole town celebrated?
In earlier times, Labor Day was a big holiday.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of the 8-hour day holiday?
8-hour day?
The miners celebrated it?
Yeah, that was a holiday after cause. Years ago, they had to work 10 hours a day, and they finally got the law changed to where they worked 8 hours a day. That was a big day for the coal miners.
I see. Were there Orientals and Blacks in this town?
Orientals in Reliance, but no Blacks.
No Blacks?
Blacks in Rock Springs, but no.
Did you ever see any Indians passing through the town?
No.
No? Okay. Grandma.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school at? In Belgium.
A Catholic school.
A Catholic school?
Yeah. And they had a convent, is that what they call
it? I see.
Yeah. And seemed like everybody was Catholic, honey.
Uh-huh. And what kind of a games did you play when you was a child?
Jump the rope.
Hopscotch.
Play hide and go seek.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when you was in school? Do you remember any sex education classes?
No.
No?
Now, what'd you say?
Do you remember any sex education classes?
No.
Such a thing.
Okay. Grandma, what was your chores around the house like?
What was my chores?
Yeah.
Tell my mama what to do.
Uh-huh.
Wipe the chairs for her.
Did you and your brother equally do the work to help?
Huh?
Did you and your brother equally help your mother?
They were.
Did you and your brother equally help your mother?
Help my mother?
Yeah, with chores.
With the chores. Well, say so, honey.
Yeah?
Okay. You won't answer?
When you was young and got sick, what kind of remedies did you utilize?
You used to use a lot of Vicks. They had a stuff, if you had a chest cold, they had Denver mud. You put that on your chest. And whatever the doctor gave you, but them were just Vicks and stuff like that. Before the
My
doctor
My mother
ever
used
came.
A lot of home remedies. When we had a fever, she would toast some bread and dip it in vinegar and plaster our bottom of our feet and wrap a towel with that.
Did that work?
Yeah. Worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Well, the worst time that I was really bad is when my legs got burned, see, way up to here.
Uh-huh.
It feels like a looking glass.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't walk for 4 or 5 months. I went to wait for a little friend of mine to go to school. And they had these stove that fits in the wall, about that wide. And she had a tea kettle of water on top of that. And she went to tell me something, and she seen it sliding towards me, and she went to grab it. Before it got to me, her hand got caught in the handle of the tea kettle, and it spilled all on me. And when she took my stockings off, she put the whole skin and everything. I mean, you could see bones and everything.
Ugh.
Well, they could hear me screaming for blocks. My grandpa had a friend that had a bunch of goats, and he made some salve out of the fat and rubbed all of that on my legs. And that was good medicine. It wasn't too long after that I started walking.
How was you disciplined when you was a child, if you got into trouble?
Well, I didn't get no whipping.
You didn't?
I got a good talking to, and that hurt me more than anything. That's it.
How about you, Grandpa?
Well, I used to get my butt tanned every once in a while.
I don't think I had my parents ever lay a hand on me. You know why? When they said no, that was it. They didn't change their mind a half hour after.
Uh-huh.
No candy or anything. Maybe an orange.
That's what, you got an orange or candy when,
huh?
You got an orange or candy for when your birthday was?
Yeah.
And they told you that you was older, huh?
Huh?
They told you that you was older?
Yeah.
And that was your whole birthday?
That's it. Yeah.
Did you ever go to dances when you was younger?
The what?
To dances? No.
Dances?
Uh-huh.
No.
Did you ever go roller skating when you was younger? No. Do you remember any circuses, like Wild West show with Buffalo Bill that came into Rock Springs?
No.
No?
There was one game that we used to play. And in Belgium, they call it a jambalo. And suppose this is a can.
Uh-huh.
And right here in the middle, it's split.
Uh-huh.
It's narrow. And it comes out like a can. I've seen them here in the United States. I don't know what they call them. And we used to have a stick. And on the stick had a piece of rope.
Uh-huh.
And we put that piece of rope in the middle of that thing. And boy, we'd make that jambalo just as high as we could in the air and see if we could catch it. And if we could catch it, we would win in the game.
Okay. Okay, Grandma, how did you meet Grandpa?
That's what I was going to tell you.
Okay.
That was on me, Jay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He had an aunt. They were from the same church as me. He was a widower, and I was a widow.
Uh-huh.
All right. And in church, he kept looking at me. And I felt there was somebody looking at me. You know how you feel sometimes?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I turned around, and she smiled at me. So after church, she comes up to me, and she said, "You know, Jerry, I've got a nephew. I sure would like for you to meet him." I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, he's a widower, and you're a widow." I said, "Okay, where does he live?" And so she told me where he was living. "Was your mother, honey?"
No.
No. And I said, "Okay, you tell him to write to me." And I said, "And I'll write back." And we did. He had already a son that lived in Kansas
mm-hmm.
City.
And what was his name?
Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Tompkins.
Okay.
And he'd come out and see me. He used to come and see me on a boxcar with his suitcase. He didn't have money to travel. And so that's how we got acquainted.
I see.
I'm getting rid of him. Hey. Smile.
What, did you have a very big wedding?
We sure did, didn't we, honey? See that picture there?
Uh-huh.
That, right in next door to the Blue Goose, next to Javali's.
Uh-huh.
Went to Green River and got married, and we stopped. Why did we stop there?
I don't know, maybe to get a glass of beer, I couldn't tell you.
See, you're Grandma Dupe
uh-huh.
stood up for us and your Grandpa Dupe.
Two people with us.
And that's their picture there.
Was you ever advised on family planning?
Yeah, be careful.
Oh. How many children did you guys have
huh?
after you was married?
Me and Daddy?
Yeah.
Just our little Tommy. One.
One?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did your family ever listen to any special radio or television shows?
Yeah, we used to listen to Jack Benny and in several different radio shows.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have no TV for a long time. And didn't have a TV until after we moved to Rock Springs. But we used to listen to all of the programs on radio.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about employment. Okay, Grandpa, where was your first job and what was the conditions like after you moved to Blue Goose?
I went to work at the Reliance Number 7 mine
uh-huh.
as a face man.
And what was that?
Well, we had a kicker type conveyor then, and there was four men on the crew. They had a loading in man, a face man, a ratchet man, and a machine man. When I first started, I started out as a face man.
Mm-hmm. What was your wages like?
$7. No. Yeah. $7 a day for 7 hours.
You can
uh-huh.
yeah.
Grandpa, Did your company deduct expenses from your wages for electrical uses or anything like that?
House rent and electricity was in with the house rent.
Uh-huh. Was your work very dangerous?
Very dangerous.
Did you ever get any injuries?
Yeah.
What happened? A cave-in or something?
A piece of rock hit me on the back.
Uh-huh. Did the mine pay for it when you had to go to the doctor? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Compensation paid for. We had a doctor out there. We paid so much a month, see, miners did, and we were paid for everything like that, and then you were hurt bad, compensation paid for it. Miners' compensation.
How many hours did you work a day, and how many days a week?
When I first went out there, we worked 7 hours a day at the face, and sometimes you work one day, sometimes two, sometimes none.
Oh, I see. Was there any speed-ups or demands for increased productivity?
Was there... give me that again, Scott.
Was there any speed-ups or demands for increased productivity?
Oh, they used to try that once in a while. You come in and time you and see how long it took to clean up a cut and this and that, and then they wondered why you couldn't do that all the time, which you can.
Uh-huh. Was you a member of the union?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what union did you belong to?
UMWA.
Okay. Did you ever go to any union meetings?
Yeah, every week.
Every week?
Most every week.
Okay. Was there, how high was the dues, and were they reasonable?
Yeah, dues were always reasonable, never very high.
Uh-huh. Was, you said there was a union hall, right?
Yeah.
And that was where, in Reliance?
Up where we used to call, above the store, up toward the mine, right in that district there, was called Silk Stock and Roll. And the mine union hall was up on Silk Stock and Roll.
Uh-huh.
Upper Camp, they called it.
Was there a union newspaper?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was put out by the district, the UMWA, the International.
Did the union urge members to patronize certain bars or stores?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Did the union supply members with any benefits such as life insurance?
No.
No? Was there a woman's auxiliary?
No.
No? Do you ever remember any strikes?
Yeah, lots of them.
Lots of strikes? How long did the strikes usually last?
Anywhere from a month to 6 months.
Uh-huh. Was there any violence that went on during a strike?
Not in this neighborhood.
No? Was there people called scabs that crossed the strike lines to work?
Not in this country.
No. Do you think that the union helped the workers' lives?
It sure did.
It did? It gave you benefits, huh?
Well, without it, you wouldn't have nothing.
Uh-huh.
We had to fight for everything we got.
Okay. Were you a housewife when Grandpa was working?
Yeah.
What did you do around the house?
Everything.
Everything? Did you wash my hand?
Uh-huh. When we first came, huh, Clay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a washer until after that war in 41, weren't
it? Yeah, we're during the war.
You cooked and cleaned house?
Yeah.
Did you maintain a garden?
Not out here.
You did, though, when you was in Kansas?
Yeah. That was our living.
A garden?
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. When my dad got us kids and my mama back in the United States, see, he come first. to make enough money for our tickets. And when we landed at my dad's, we went to a 6-month strike. They had chicken, they had rabbit, they had a nice garden, they raised everything. And my dad and mom and me and my brother, we go fishing. That lasted for 6 months. We didn't have no grocery bill to pay when everything was over.
Where did you shop when you was at Blue Goose for your groceries?
Where?
Yeah.
You mean in this country?
Yeah, in this country.
When we lived out the Blue Goose.
Where did you shop?
At Rock Springs.
At Rock Springs?
Yeah. A man delivered, came and got the order. What, do you have a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. He came and got the order one day, and the next day he'd come with our order.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We didn't have no car, you know.
Okay. Grandpa, what political party did you support?
Democrats.
Which party was more responsible to the working class?
Democrat.
Do you remember, was the KKK active in this region?
No.
No?
Never was.
Did women regularly vote?
No. Huh? No.
Not really?
Not when I was young, they didn't.
What did you ask?
Did women regularly vote?
No. Do you remember what the 1920s was like?
You bet you.
You do? Mm-hmm. About Prohibition?
Huh?
About Prohibition, do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
How the Depression was?
The Prohibition made a lot of crooks because everybody was, not everybody, but a lot of people were bootlegging and paying the sheriff off and the government agents.
Uh-huh. Do you remember during the Depression the bread lines or unemployment worker unions?
I never was in no bread lines. I rode freight trains from Kansas to California and Colorado and every place else looking for work, which I found a little, not much.
Do you remember this area during the boom when 60... Was 60 Minutes correct about saying how corrupt this town was?
That I couldn't say because I didn't know too much about it.
Do you remember people living in campers and stuff out by...
Oh, yeah. That was people at work and no place to stay.
Uh-huh. What is your best memory, do you think, of Sweetwater County?
I have a good memory of Sweetwater County. I've always been able to maintain a home and have enough to eat, enough to wear, and able to pay all my bills.
Do you think that too, Grandma?
What's that?
Do you think that Sweetwater County is a good memory for you as compared to Belgium?
Yeah.
What kind of memories you got of Sweetwater County? Good memories?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Only what's happening now, I don't enjoy that.
Well, the only reason is because you're sick.
Huh?
Because you're sick.
I'll ask you.
All right.
Always.
Wait. Okay. Do you have any last words you'd like to say to leave for your grandchildren or heirs?
Yeah, I would. Try to stay out of debt and live a good Christian life.
Okay.
What'd you say?
I said, try to stay out of debt and lead a good Christian life.
Yes, sir. Me too.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Are you nervous?
This is Scott Thomas concluding the interview with Clyde and Julia Tompkins.